Welcome to episode number 348 of the Family Podcast Network. Hey man, it's 2015, baby.
Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network. Here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. It doesn't matter if you're expecting, if you're a brand new mom and dad, or even if you're a longtime seasoned parent, there is always something we can do to take our parenting to the next level. The date today is January the 5th, 2015. It is beginning of the year. I almost said 2014 because I just spent an entire year doing shows where it was 2014 and I almost missed it. Guys, welcome to the new year with the Family Podcast Network. Before we do get into our show today, I want to say a very heartfelt thank you to many of you guys who have been with me for through the entire year of 2014. Many of y'all have been here through 13, 12, and 11. And some of you guys are brand new. And I just want y'all to know how much I appreciate y'all. Y'all are the folks that keep me up at 11:40 p.m. Central Standard Time working on these shows and putting out new content for you guys. And if it wasn't for y'all, honestly, I would have quit doing this a long time ago. And I love it, but it's just knowing that there are folks that have gone and they have supported this show through listening has kept me active in it for the last 4 years now. And I tell you, I sure do appreciate you guys. Thank you all for all y'all's support. Thank you especially to those who have stepped up to take the financial support for the Family Podcast Network and become a PTACer. I want to say a special thank you to you guys. Y'all mean more to me than you know. It helps make this much more gratifying and to keep kicking these out. So I just want to say a thank you to you guys for that. Show topic for today is going to be just a 2015. We're going to do a 2015 look ahead here for the Family Podcast Network. I'm going to kind of give you guys a little bit of a debrief on what Christmas looked like, how that was a little bit different than we've ever had before because we've had two kids that we were fostering to potentially adopt, as well as just a lot of other things that happened this Christmas that kind of gave us a new perspective, a new outlook on what we're going through here. And so we're going to talk some about that. I'm going to be honest, y'all guys want to stay tuned. I got put in my place by my 8-year-old daughter this year. And she took me to school on some Christmas stuff this year that I had to, it was humble pie, and I got a copious supply of it. Y'all want to stay tuned for that. Before we do that, quick housekeeping, you guys. You want to stay notified of all the new stuff that comes out here at the Family Podcast Network. You can go to thefamilypodcast.com, right-hand side, enter your name and your email address. If you say, hey, Trey, that's not there right now, we're working on that. They had some bug problems with the theme that we decked this sucker out in to make it look the way it does. They had some problems when they upgraded to the new content management system a while back. And so we've got it fixed now. We've got it back up and running, but I've got to go back in and add those plugins. There normally and traditionally will be something on the side. We'll try to get that knocked out here in the next day or two to where you'll be able to enter your name and your email address. Make sure you stay notified of all the new topics. We have very little unsubscribe rate from that. We've had probably one or two in the last 2 or 3 years of people that actually unsubscribe from that. But basically what it allows you to do is make sure you stay notified of all the new episodes that come out here. The minute one comes out, you get an email saying, hey, here's what we talked about. Come check us out. Want to support the show? 30 cents per episode. That's right. If you feel like out of all the shows you've listened to, you're at least getting 3 dimes out of every single one of these shows, consider becoming a PTACer. That's basically the membership. Those are the supporting folks who have joined together to say, hey, we want to help support the Family Podcast Network and see you go farther, further, longer. We appreciate what you do and feel as if you deserve some compensation for those things that you're putting together for us. Consider doing that. You can go to the Become a PTACer page. Whenever you do that, you can sign up, guys. It's very simple, very easy, and very fast, and you can do it at $5 a month. That's right. If you feel like you're getting your money's worth out of this show, consider doing that. You can unsubscribe from it at any time that you want to, and you can stop payment. Or you can do it at $50 a year, which is a little bit of savings. Whenever you do that, you get access to a few things that are available only to you guys as PTACers. So consider becoming a member. And then last, guys, if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, something that you want to hear on the show, someone you want to hear on the show, there's a lot of different ways you can do that. You can always contact us. Email us at TreyGibson@TheFamilyPodcastNetwork.com. Again, that is TreyGibson@TheFamilyPodcastNetwork.com. You can email us anytime. Let us know what you want. If you're wanting to get somebody specifically on the show, there is a way to do that. You're going to want to click on the Be a Guest link that is on our page. I rarely ever go and request people come on the show. The reason for that is anytime that I've ever gone to do that, most of the folks have either dropped out or haven't finished or followed through, and that's just not what I'm interested in. I want people that are really motivated to be here and to be on the show that are going to make their times and they're going to be, you know, show up for the recording, etc. And so, anyway, I just don't do that. But if you know somebody that would love to do it, point them to thefamilypodcast.com, and you can click on the Be a Guest section of the website. It's also thefamilypodcastnetwork.com/guest. Whenever you click on that, it'll give them a little form that they can fill out, see about shining up on the show, send them our way. All right, guys, with all of that out of the way, let's jump into our topic for today. Sorry for the long one. We're kicking this year off, and I'm just assuming we're going to have a few new listeners this year. And I know we had a lot of questions from some folks that sent emails during the Christmas break that we kind of talked a little bit back and forth on. So I suspect we've got a few new listeners out there, and I want y'all guys to get a good feel. Normally, we don't have that long of an intro segment. We try to keep it between 3 and 4 minutes. This one a little bit longer today, so you guys have just kind of a feel for what we're going to do. So first off, today for our show, I just wanted to kind of recap you guys. You know, I did a What Does Christmas Look Like for the Gibsons? And so I wanted to talk a little bit about what that really did look like. Now, in confirmation, having gone through it, I wanted to talk a little bit about that, but then also talk about a couple of life lessons that occurred during this week that were just very deep and very good for us. So just real quick, kind of recapping, exactly like we had anticipated, we went down to go see my family, my side of the family, which is about a little over an hour and 15 minutes from here, and we went to go see them. Had a great time. My dad just recently got an airplane, and we went up in his airplane and flew around for a little while. That was not what I expected. I had not flown in that turbulent of weather, which it really wasn't that turbulent, but for me it was. But I had not flown in that turbulent weather in a small aircraft before. We had done one other small aircraft when we flew through the Grand Canyon years ago, and it was not like this. And needless to say, I could have whistled a tune out of my rear end. We'll just put it that way. And but it was a good experience. I'm already ready to go back up, and this next time, my dad said he's going to put me behind the controls and let me fly. So I'm excited about that. At the time, I was not excited, but we still had a good time with it, and we spent some time there. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I told you guys is talk about how Anna kind of put me in my place. I'm going to be real straight with you guys, and so you guys are just going to have to bear with me here, especially as I kind of divulge a side of Trey that you guys may or may not know about. But I'm an only child, and I grew up, and not only, just because you're an only child doesn't necessarily make you where I'm about to take this conversation, but I have always grown up inherently kind of selfish about Christmas time, because the reality was there was only one kid for my parents to keep track of, and so all they had to do was say, what do you want for Christmas? And I said, here's the things that I want, and they always had the money for at least one kid, so boom, no problem, right? You know, Trey got what he wanted. And so, I mean, that was kind of the way I grew up. And so the things that I wanted and asked for, you know, I typically got. So if there were ever a year that, like, I didn't get something specifically that I wanted, I would experience a very extreme form of disappointment. Now, some of you guys out there that are aware of this, the Arbinger Institute principles that I talk about here pretty frequently, you'd say, well, Trey, you sound like you were very deeply in the box. And for those of you guys, like, what does that mean? Well, when you're in the box, that's just a term that we use for when we're seeing people as problems or obstacles rather than seeing them as people. So, well, Trey, you're very in the box if you're just focused on what you're going to get and your desires and your needs. You're very in the box because they're just problems from getting to what you need. The answer to that is most emphatically yes. I do agree with that. We're working on that. My wife is very much the dichotomous opposite of that, to the point that it could be unhealthy for her. It's always about other people. It's not about communicating what their needs are, what her needs are to other people so that they can bless her and give to her. And so, you know, it's the other side of that. So my wife has begun to grow me through her life, and we've begun to balance each other out with that. And so we're growing in that. But I still got the vestiges of my old crap in my life. You know what I'm saying? And this year was a tough year, you know, for a lot of my family. And so gifts were a lot more sparing than they have been in the past. And you know, I was sitting there. And my daughter Anna was waiting, and we noticed that as some of the gifts were being given out to my kids, that like one of my kiddos was getting like 3-4 packages, but my daughter Anna wasn't getting any, and she wound up getting one compared to the other kiddos, like 3 or 4. And I remember in my heart of hearts thinking back to a year where that had happened to me. And I remember how heartbroken I was about that. And I was watching her face and just how well she took it every time somebody was walking her direction with a present and they would pass her, and just kind of that look in her eye. And I remember that one of the things that she had gotten was one of those little those light little gliders that you have to, you know, crack out. They're real thin, light material, and you have to assemble them, and then you can throw them in the air and glide them. And both her and Grant had gotten one of those. And we had gone outside with them, and Daddy had built them and set them up for them, and they were out there flying them, and I was showing them how to adjust the wings to make them fly longer, to do more tricks and all that other stuff. And I had given them to him, and Anna had been flying hers, and the next thing you know, Grant flies his right into a flipping tree. And I mean, it couldn't have gone any higher or lodged any more specifically into the crook of this one branch. And I mean, that sucker was stuck. And Grant just started immediately crying. So you got to understand now, I'm setting all this up to say that one of Anna's gifts was that little glider, right? And I remember that she saw him. He hung his head, and the tears just started welling up in her eyes. And I remember that she just frowned, and she looked at it. And she looked up at my son Grant, her brother, and just said, "Here, why don't you have mine?" And she handed it to him. And so you got to understand, it's the biblical perspective of the lady who had the one, you know, the single equivalent of a penny when she dropped it in. And Christ said, you know, well, she gave more than anybody else has because she gave what she had while everybody else gave out of their plenty. I mean, it was that scenario, except with little glider airplanes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she had so few. And she gave him, and she sat there, and he ran off with it. And she just walked over, and she stood by me. And we're talking to, like, the wisdom of a scholar. She just sat down, and she goes, "You know what I figured out this year, Dad?" And I said, "What?" She goes, "It makes me feel a lot better to give people things than it does to get them." And I'm going to – oh, God, I almost got a little choked up there. No, I did get choked up there. But there was – see, for me, that's a very deep statement. That's a very, very deep statement for me to hear. That's a deep statement for me to even try to accept myself. I have started to understand that now. The more that I have learned the power of money and how you gain and grow money, and how it's not an issue of can I afford this, but how am I going to afford it. You know, when I learn these new things and I begin to think, you know, I begin to understand the value of that statement more. And but let me tell you, my daughter took me to school with that, because those old thoughts and those old belief systems about Christmas are still there for me. And so when she said that, it was just deeply revelatory about what that is. And later we were talking about that again. And she goes, "You know, Dad, the thing of it is that I've realized it's hard to be a good sister." She goes, "It's really hard to be a good sister." She goes, "But I've also found that some of the best things that I can have in my life come whenever they're really hard." And we were referring to this situation right there. Actually, it was that situation and also her helping out her little sister, Charlotte, who's 2, on a couple of other things. We were talking about the combination of these stories. There was just some deep wisdom in my little daughter's heart. You know, my little 8-year-old daughter's heart, who's just got this crap figured out already. You know, that there's that part of me that's just like, "What are you going to grow into, kid?" I didn't start figuring this crap out until I was like 30. And you're answering these kind of questions on 8, about to roll into 9. I mean, what is that going to open you up to? What kind of leader are you going to be? And the neatest part about it is I'm seeing that grow into my kids. So one of the more lovely parts about this whole little experience is that I've been able to be home. The wonderful thing I love, you know, the day job that I have right now is good to me. It really is. And I get to operate under the premise of a staff member, but the way our boss, you know, the way the dean of the school runs it is that she gives us the opportunity to have almost 3 weeks off, just like the teachers do. Even though we're staff, we're not actually faculty, we're staff. And she sets it up to where we almost have 3 weeks off. And we only had to work one day the week before Christmas week. And then we had all of Christmas and then all the way through until, we theoretically start back tomorrow, the 4th. And, well, I'm recording this. It is the 4th or the 5th, excuse me. And so anyway, we've had this huge break. And so it's just been wonderful being at home and getting to be a part of the family so much again. Frankly, it reminds me again why I eventually want to see FPN launch itself big and become a supporting income that we can live off of. However, up to that point, you know, it's just a wonderful job. So it's been great being home and getting to be a part of things. that I don't get to necessarily be a part of. For those of you guys who are new or haven't heard for a while, we just recently fostered two kiddos that we're looking to adopt. One of them is almost a completely for certain. We're talking rights terminated, mom and dad both sides, and everything looks perfect to sign her up and get her to make her an official Gibson. And but there's still a question on the brother who we're really hopeful for, but there hasn't been a termination yet. And so we're really hopeful, though. You know, he's my son. As far as I'm concerned, he's my boy already. And even if he had to go back to mom and dad, I would still always say from this point on that I have two sons. But we're not there yet. But it was neat to get to be a part of that because we've had a lot of behavioral issues with my sweet tea. Her name is Tia. And we've had a lot of issues with Sweet Tea in terms of behavioral stuff. For those of you guys who want to learn about it, you'll have to look up what's called reactive attachment disorder to see what we're talking about. But we've had a lot of reactive attachment disorder symptomology that has been very difficult to deal with. It's led to bruised eyes, things thrown, spit, feces, lots of stuff like that, especially for my wife. It's been especially directed towards her, which is not uncommon for reactive attachments. And anyway, we've had to deal with a lot of that. But getting to be home, we've been able to identify a couple of areas where the behaviors come from and how we can work at making those better. A couple of them we have to experiment whenever I go back to work. And so anyway, but it's been good to be home with that and to get to see that. And we're beginning to see real progress, some major steps forward. For some just scathing step backwards we felt we were taking with her in terms of how things were going behaviorally. So it was just good to get to be home and get to be a part of that. We just had this absolutely lovely time. We did a Christmas party, and instead of doing it somewhere else, we just basically asked, you know, my parents and Corey's parents if they'd be willing to come here. And everybody agreed to. You know, it's just an hour drive for my parents, about a, you know, 10-minute drive for my mother-in-law. And we all came here and just had a great, wonderful party in that. And just that was real peaceful. It was real nice not having to be driving everywhere and that kind of stuff. And then we had a New Year's party. I don't know about most of you guys, but down here in Texas, we had a lot of nasty weather come through. So we had almost 3 days straight of just solid ice, and it was so lovely. And this is the first house that we've had that it has a wood-burning stove in it. And we got to crank up that wood-burning stove and use it to heat the house. And I've been collecting firewood all year long. And it was just so wonderful to get to run that thing. We've had, as a matter of fact, it's actually running right now. It's in the 20s here in Texas, so I've got it running right now. I'm not out in my recording studio. I'm actually inside because it's too cold for that mess. And so we've got the fire running here. It was just so much fun. Lots of hot cocoa over the Christmas break, especially when it got real cold. And we really enjoyed this break. I'm super bummed to go back, not because of the job. I love the job. It's easy money working. I'm going to miss being around my family so much because I just enjoyed that so much. But anyway, so overall, just a lovely, lovely holiday, a wonderful last few weeks with minimal amount of stress, lots of fun with the kids. Got to spend some time doing some things I've been telling myself I was going to do since we got moved into this new house, the Homestead to Gibson. And I finally got to do some reloading for those of you guys out there that know what that is. Finally got to do some reloading. I've been telling myself I was going to get to that and finally got some of the gear in that I needed. And we started reloading some casings, which was wonderful. And then, frankly, my wife and I did more sitting around and watching Netflix than we've got to do this entire year combined. I mean, we just got to kick back, enjoy some shows, hot fire. Kids were entertained with all their new toys and whatnot. It was great. And so we had just a wonderful way to cap the new year. Yes, we did go pop some fireworks. It would not be good unless we had some explosive and incendiary devices at the Homestead Day Gibson. We did fire some of those off in the ice. Yes, we did do it in the ice, slippery, slidey, flying everywhere, smoke bombs and all that other good stuff. So it was a lot of fun. So anyway, just a wonderful way to wrap up 2014. I just had a great time with my wife. But now here's where we are for the rest of the show today is we're going to talk a little bit about what is 2015 going to look like for the Family Podcast Network? A few things you're going to see. Business is going to continue as usual. We're going to continue knocking these shows out for you guys to talk about the topics that you want to hear. Here's what I would love to get from you guys. We've talked about this in the past, and I've got a few of you guys. You know who you are. You're sending me the articles. You're letting me know the people we can get on the show. These are folks like John, for instance. Thank you, guys. Y'all keep that up. What I'd love to see for 2015 is what folks like John and you guys are doing, but in higher levels. I want more articles from you guys and more people y'all want to see on the show or more questions that you guys are having. And let me tell you, for the things of such holiness, what I want so bad is I want people calling in to the show and saying, hey, listen, here's my question. Whether you're doing it on your phone, remember, we've got the contact us page that you can go to. So you go to thefamilypodcast.com and you go to new to FPN and contact us. It's going to take you to what's called japkin.com. That is a legitimate page for us. You can send me a video message. You can send a voice message. You can drop me a file if you have an article saved. You can link me the article. You can also always email me, TreyGibson@thefamilypodcastnetwork. I want more of those of yours. I'll keep finding these for you guys. Don't get me wrong. It's my job, and I love doing it. I'll keep finding stuff to talk about with parenting stuff. But, man, I tell you, what I would love more than anything is just questions of make a fake name up. I don't care. And just say, hey, this is Joe Bob, and here's my question. I'm having this, and I'm having this issue. What should I do with this? Or, you know, my kids are having problems at public schools. I won't just say get out of public school. I understand that we have to deal with the fact that there are some of you guys that either cannot or will not leave, pull your kids out of public school, and I understand that. How do I deal with a teacher that is fill in the blank? What do I do when my kid does that? I want more of those questions. Most people like to ask questions in these cases, but for whatever reasons, we all seem to be afraid to do it in parenting. And guys, I'll raise my hand and say, I get it. This is not an incredulous, oh my God, huh? What's wrong with y'all? I get it. But man, I tell you, I would love to, the one thing that we've never really fully developed yet, and that's one of the goals for 2015, is I want to start fleshing this out into a network. It's always been the family podcast, but I want to start making a network. I want to start connecting people together. I mean, one of the things that I would love more than anything is to crank up a forum. I started a forum a few years ago, and nobody really had much of any interest in it. And so we started the forum, we launched the forum, we got out there and said, hey, here it is, and nobody really wanted to get involved with it. A lot of spam bots wanted to be involved with it, but we didn't want to. And we had a couple of people that have said, hey, you know, why don't we see if we can bring a forum in? That would be so big on my heart. But I'm not going to put time into building pages and things that you guys aren't interested in. And so if there's something you guys want to do, what is it? You know, we've got the Family Podcast Network, and most people make comments, but you guys don't interact with each other very much there. You'll interact with me and ask me questions or make statements to something I say, but y'all aren't talking much together. But I would love to start a forum, one of the dreams I've always had for Family Podcast Network is that we have a forum specifically built for homeschooling and then unschooling. So in other words, we have those folks that homeschool their kids and they know the top five best curriculum because they've researched them. And they put, you know, reviews of those on there, or they offer out support when somebody comes on and says, what homeschool curriculum should I use? Because I get that question a lot. Well, I can't answer that question because we unschool. And then we get the other people that say, okay, I'm unschooling and I'm trying to teach my kids science. How do we get them interested in science so that way they'll want to do it? Or should I be pushing my kid in these kinds of things, those unschooling style questions? But then I want a whole segment for them. What about the folks that just they are not going to leave public schools because they like it or because their kids love it and want to be there or because they just physically or financially are incapable of leaving, the public school or something like that? You know, I want people to be able to answer the questions for them as well. Okay, what do I do if I have a teacher who wants me to come to a PTA? Is this a bad thing? You know, what does it mean if my kid brought home 5 gold stars? What do I do if my kid keeps standing up in the middle of class and walking around, right? Answering these questions, I've always wanted to flesh out the network piece to this more so that way we had that opportunity for people to talk and open up. And so if you guys have ideas, please feel free to shoot them over to me. I'm interested in looking at other ways to do it. If enough people get back to me and say, yeah, Trey, let's do this forum thing, I will find a new way. I'm sure they've got better software. When I built this, it was about 3.5 years ago, and I closed that forum down. Actually, I think it's still up. It just hasn't been touched in years. But anyway, all that to say, I would probably relaunch as a new forum with a new set of software that will make it run a little faster, look a little nicer, and prettier. But anyway, let me know what you guys are needing. What are you guys wanting? And how can we network you guys together better? Because some of you guys run off of Facebook. Some of you guys talk with me on the Twitter accounts, and some of them talk to me on Pinterest. I got a lot of Pinterest followers of all places. But I'd love to find a place that we could conglomerate. One of the places that John, I mentioned John earlier, he said is that, you know, can we have a place where we can, you know, what if we don't have a Facebook account that we can come and talk to you at? And so anyway, be thinking about those kinds of places. Also, some of the other things I want to think about for 2015 is who are the places that you guys are interested in possibly getting discounts from? Who can I partner with to try to get some? For instance, we had a guy come on a while back, said, hey, what about diapers? Because we go through a lot of diapers. And so we went to several places that we tried to negotiate diaper deals, and most of them were just like, well, here, you know, here's 10% off. And so anyway, you know, but if I can find a place that a lot of you guys are like, we always shop here, we are always using something from this place, I will get aggressive for you guys to see if I can come to them and say, hey, here's my audience, and this is how many people we've got. I've had over 100,000 downloads this last year, and so people are listening to this show a lot. Help us help them out, because if I can say, if you guys can offer me a deal that helps them, then I can come to them and say, these guys are doing it for you guys. Go here and shop with them, right? We can do that kind of thing for you guys, but I got to know what you guys like and love, and what do you use, what do you want, what do you always wish that you could have discounts to, what do you buy a lot of that you're like, man, it'd be sure great if I could get this cheaper than what everybody else gets it. Let's figure out what those things are, and let's see if we can get in there and get some real serious discounts for you guys and help y'all get into some good places. So that's some of the other things that we see for 2015. Another thing that we're going to start doing is we're going to start building the PTACR membership page. More incentively. You know, one of the things that we offered out was the ability to download every single show that we have, that you can download it straight to your file in a zip file and extract it into your phone, for instance, and you can have all the shows that you need. So that way, if you're running off a Wi-Fi grid, or if you're in a position to where you can't stream, or if you just want to have a whole bunch of shows loaded up at once, you can get instant access to those. We're going to go ahead and flesh that out. I started building that, and we just had nobody was showing much interest in using them. And so I kind of put a halt on you know, extracting those files and zipping them up and putting them on the PTACR spot. For those of you guys who are wondering what we say PTACR spot, not a member, you don't have access to that page. The minute you become a member, my website will actually set you up to where you will then have access to the membership area. So then when you click become a member or PTACR, it'll actually show you membership area, and you click on that and it'll take you to a page. It's not. We haven't completely got that one redone. Ever since we uploaded the new software at the end of this last year, it kind of messed with some of the format of the member area. So I'm gonna have to hire that lady to come back in and redo it now that we've got the new format. But it still works, and it actually looks pretty good now compared to what it looked like before. And we've got it mostly cleaned up. I don't think you'll even be able to see it. But we've still got to get the downloads working right. So right now we've got episodes 1 through 50 where you can download the zip and put them on there. We will finish putting those episodes up, so that way you guys have access to those as soon as we possibly can. And so anyway, we'll get those squared away for you. But we're going to start building this out a little better for you guys, making it a little prettier, a little nicer, a more fun place. Some of the suggestions that have been thrown our way is on the membership area, can we put out like a chat function that we can have for the members, you know, for the folks that come together you folks out there that are members are the core of this website. And of the belief systems behind Family Podcast Network, and so you guys have a very special, revered place in my heart, because y'all are the ones that said, listen, we love what you're doing enough that we're willing to give you some of the money that we have to say keep doing this. And so I want you guys to be able to connect when y'all want, because y'all have something very deeply in common, is that y'all buy into the ideas that we talk about here. And so we've got some ideas like that. You PTACRs out there, feel free to shout out some suggestions and things that you want. And you don't have to be a PTACR for that. If you're like, hey, listen, I'd love to be a PTACR, especially if you'd offer me this. Help me build this place, and I need a core group of people to expand out upon the ones we have now to help make this place someplace that is like, man, I love being at this website. And so we need that as well. So if you've got ideas, come shoot me up, and I want to hear what you got, because we need to grow this thing to where it needs to be. So this is kind of new to 2015. You've heard me talk about the new website stuff, but I want to keep you guys updated on that. One of the things that I've had to acknowledge is that we're moving into a mobile-based device. Now, when I built this back in, 2011? When I built this in 2011, mobile devices just weren't as big. Now, we had the iPhone coming out. Droid was not a big deal yet, and Apple was pretty much it. And so it wasn't as big a deal. Now, most people are doing most of their internet work on mobile devices like tablets and phones and smartphones. So one of the things that we did with this new site is we built it to where it's what's called responsive themed. So responsive theme means that if you pull it up on your PC, it's going to look one way. Pull it up on your tablet or your iPad, it looks another way. You pull it up on your phone, it looks another way. Let me tell you, this theme, this is the first theme I've ever spent money on. Most of the time, the way I theme it out, it comes with a set of heuristics that are proprietary and free. And so this is one of the first ones that when I saw it, I thought, I don't care how much that is. We're going to buy that because it's beautiful. And let me tell you, it is absolutely gorgeous. I've brought it up on Firefox and Google Chrome on my PC. I've pulled it up in all of the apps on my iPad mini and my phone. And let me tell you, it's beautiful. I mean, my favorite is the phone one and how much it compresses it and how nice it looks when you look at it on a cell phone now. And so anyway, we did that to make it easier for you guys. Now, being able to pull up your latest episode is so much easier than it's ever been before, because now you can go to thefamilypodcast.com. And that very first page that pops up for you is going to have the featured episode always right there at the top, highlighted, the first thing that you see, and you can just pop. You can just hit play on it right there, and you don't have to do much scrolling, which is wonderful. Again, this the one that we selected here is just very handsome, very easy to read, and again, we're growing this website. It's a very new theme. And so it's bugging out. It bugged out a little bit on us right there at the end, right before Christmas break started. I think we've got most of that squared away. And so be patient with us. If you see some of those kind of errors pop up, we're slowly getting those squared away. And anyway, I do most of my IT work myself. The web design work that you guys see and industrial technology stuff that you see is done by me. And so it's one of the ways that we keep the overhead cost low on this show is by doing it myself. But it also means sometimes it takes me longer than what a normal website would take. So anyway, be patient with me as we're working that out. I think we're starting to see most of the bugs iron themselves out as we're going on further and further. But anyway, go check that out. If you haven't gone to look at it on your phone or something like that, go check it out. If you're using an Apple device, the one I recommend the most is Safari. Safari packages it so gorgeously. And places like or web browsers like Opera for my phone just didn't look quite as good. It works, but it doesn't look nearly as handsome. And the last thing that I want to spend just a little bit of time on before we wrap this show up today is I want to talk about personal goals that I have for me personally, not just the website and not just where I see this show going, but I wanted to talk about some of the things I see in my life that I want to work on. And guys, I don't really enjoy cliches very much. And so don't hear these as like resolutions, because I'm not fond of those, because the idea behind the premise of resolution is something that you're resolute to change. And so I'm reticent about jumping on bandwagons like New Year's resolutions, because I just don't think they hold. I don't think they hold water like most people want them to. And they sound good, and they make us feel good. And New Year's make us, you know, give us a feeling of change. But the reality is not much is going to be different past what happened in December. The new year is a new year, but you can start a new year, a real new year, any time in your life, whether it's, you know, January, June, or November. It doesn't matter. You know, change is incumbent upon you to be ready for change. And so I don't buy into this idea that you can start resolutions, start a year, and things go with it. It's just, it has to be a growth or an extension out of what's occurring in your heart. And so I want to spend a little bit of time talking about what is my goal for this next year, and what are some of the areas that I want to grow into. See, one of the things we talk about here at the Family Podcast Network is what makes a good parent is not whether or not you're getting it right. A lot of people think that good parenting comes out of what we're getting right versus what we're getting wrong. And the reality is, if that's the case, we're all screwed at some point. We all suck at parenting. I love teaching in this stuff, but just like we had Anna Martin from the Libertarian Homeschool come over, I mean, really, in reality, these things that I teach you guys, that we talk about over this radio show, the way I get to these points and telling y'all here's what you should do is just like Anna said, is ask me how I know. If you want to figure out how I figured out what the right thing is, ask me how I know, because I screwed almost every one of these up because I've made these mistakes. And in some cases I'm still making them. And so, but the thing that makes any other parent differ from an excellent parent, I'm not talking about a good parent. We have an overabundance of good parents out there. And I think they're the biggest problem, not the bad parents. Good parents are the biggest problem that we have in the United States of America, potentially the world. What do you mean, Trey? If they're good parents, what does it matter? See, that's the mentality. As long as I'm being a good parent, it prevents me from excellence. There's an old saying that says, what is the number one enemy to excellence? And most people will say things like, well, you know, bad or not getting it right. No, that's not the biggest. It's not the biggest threat to excellent parenting. It's good parenting. Because people get to that good parenting, they think, okay, I'm doing a good job. I'm doing okay. My kid's doing all right. You know, they're not dead or dying or rebelling or smoking doobies or whatever else. And so I guess I'm doing okay. And that's the one thing that innate or disables our excellence. I remember asking years ago a guy who did speed racing in planes, and they just had little kit planes they'd put together, and they would race them. And they always are looking for ways to make their airplanes a little bit more slipstream and a little bit more aerodynamic, to the points that the support struts, the things that hold the wings up, are typically round, and they connect from the body of the airplane, the fuselage, and connect to the wings, and they keep the wings from collapsing on themselves, right? And one of the things that a guy did once was that he took those round poles off for the support struts and replaced them with almost flat ones that look kind of like a wing itself, so it cut the wind better. I've seen bicyclists that will do that. That little pole that connects from the bike body to the seat that they sit on, they'll take that out and they'll make that like a wedge shape, so that way it cuts wind better. And so the folks that really want to win, that folks that want to be excellent bikers or excellent, you know, speed plane racers, are the guys that are looking for what's that little thing that I can augment, that little tweak, that it may not make me significantly better, just that one little small thing, but it will make me 3 seconds faster than I was before. And you know what? 3 seconds wins races. And that's what we talk about here at the Family Podcast, is how do we look at our parenting? And how do we take really bad parenting and get it to the good category first? You know, that's a big thing for us as well. But then we start looking at, okay, all right, I got a good machine here. We got a good system in how we do our family here. How can I make it excellent? How do I shave that 3 seconds off? How do I make it more efficient? How do I make it work just a little bit better? That's what we talk about here at the Family Podcast Network. It's about acknowledging that, how do we take our parenting to the next level? Right? It's why we say it at the start of this show, is because we always want to be remembering there is always something we can do to take our parenting to that next level. And so that's what we believe here, is that there's always things we can work on. Even if we're doing successful parenting now, there is always something we can be doing to take a parenting to the next step. And it's our job to figure out what those things are. My goal out of this show has always been, let me throw out all the screw-ups that I've done, and then you can just kind of sift through my screw-ups and take a pick to figure out which one's the one you want to work on in your own life. That's the whole goal of this. And so I want to have some personal goals for myself, the things that I see that we need to replace that part with this to make us 3 seconds faster. And one of the ones that I want to do this year, 2015, I want to be the year of the personal dates with Daddy and Mommy. You know, it's one of the biggest things that I always recommend parents do with their kids, is go on Mommy and Daddy dates. Guys, this doesn't have to be significant or extreme. This doesn't have to be to take them out to a lobster dinner and go see a movie. We have a little place just right down the road called Vicky's Cafe, and they serve up, they grease out some pretty, and grease is not a non-strategic choice of word here, but they grease out some pretty awesome pizzas and chicken wings, and oh my goodness, they've got a bacon cheeseburger that is just, I don't like greasy, hole-in-the-wall burger joints like a lot of people do. Grease just kind of, it makes me queasy thinking about it, but this is one burger that really is better than the average, you know, bear type thing. Yeah, but we're gonna start implementing with each one of the kids. One time a week, Mommy or Daddy is gonna take each kid, you know, once a week down to the store or down to Vicky's. Even if it's just sit down and drink a soda together and talk, and just give my daughter Anna the opportunity to talk about Minecraft unsolicited for as long as she needs to. To allow Grant to visit about what he learned today, because my son Grant loves homeschool. He loves to learn and loves to read. He's always asking to do homeschool. So he can learn about what he did that day. So that way Cora can sit down and just cuddle with her dad without having another kid interrupting. Just doing something that allows my kids to have dates with their parents to make them feel special. We're going to start implementing that this year. Another one of my goals is I have got, you know, we... Jeff and I over at the Real Family Guys podcast, if y'all are wondering about that, if you're new to the show, Real Family Guys podcast, same place, same bat channel, all that other good jazz. You come here, you're going to get it. But the Real Family Guys podcast is a show that Jeff Emery and I put out together every Friday. You come here, it's the same place, you'll get it in the same way you get Family Podcast. And but he and I did a show a few years ago called Confessions of a Serial Yeller. And I'm a serial yeller. That's the way that I try to enforce power and control over my kids. Even if we don't spank our kids, that's the one thing that I continue to try to default back to, is I want to like shout at them until I can scare them into doing what I want them to do. That's wrong, by the way. Just if there's any question in that, that's wrong. And I want 2015 to be the year of killing the yelling. I really want to kill the yelling. And don't get me wrong, there are some instances that I believe in elevating a voice over chaos and those kinds of places are okay. There's some areas that I just don't feel like are wrong, but I use it in a wrong way too often. I use it to scare the crap out of kids instead of garnishing their ears because they can't hear me over the level of the cacophony. And so anyway, I want to see yelling go the way of the dodo. And or at least to be reserved for those elements where it's genuinely life-threatening. So that way it really catches their attention. So 2015, I'm really hoping we're going to be able to at least begin significantly reducing the yell. The next one for 2015, personal goals. This one's going to be a tough one for me. Probably even harder than the yell. No, probably not harder than the yelling. But it's going to be as hard, if maybe a little bit less hard than what it's going to be to get the yelling squared away. I want to reinforce this belief system of unschooling more this year than I ever have. My kids are growing up, and the premise behind unschooling is that kids, when they're ready to learn something, will. And that whenever they become interested in something that they genuinely know that they need to be interested in, that they will seek out tools to help them learn the stuff that they need to learn because their natural fascination, their natural desire to learn it. And our job as parents is to go, oh, crap, you're really interested in this. Well, what if we get you all these things? Oh, you need a blank. Okay, well, let me help you figure out how to get that. Okay, you really think that maybe you need a tutor in math. Okay, let's talk about what we need to do to help you get that squared away. You know, who do you want to come tutor you? And oh, you want this person. Okay, let's talk about price. Well, we can't afford, right. That's the job of the parent, is to facilitate the learning that they're doing, and basically just be a logistics officer is all you are. You love this. You want to learn more about it. Okay, what do I need to do to help you get to that? How do I help you as a parent get into that? Okay, well, you want to start doing quantum theory. Well, that's great. Let's just do some quantum theory. What all are you going to need for that? Oh, you're going to need some math. Oh, okay. So you're going to have to learn to do some pretty complex geometry or something like that, right? So we begin helping them see what they're going to need, and we help them get those needs met, right? So with that said, I really want to start being reinforcing more this year than I ever have before to actually step out of the game with it. My kids are getting older, and unschooling says that if you let kids become naturally interested in the things that they naturally want to be interested in, they will figure these things out and come to you, especially if you set that up to, hey, come with me when you're ready to learn more about this. I have progressively begun to find myself becoming more involved in learning and wanting to step in and starting to fret when I see my kids wanting to play Minecraft over wanting to go do something fun. Excuse me, do something educational, which really should be fun. But I find myself wanting to, I'm having to fight a desire to micromanage this. And unschooling says, hey, if you'll just trust them, they will find something they want to learn and they will seek out those things, especially when you make it known that you'll help facilitate that. And so this year I want to really reinforce what we've been practicing with acknowledgement that as they're getting older, I'm feeling a bigger need for them to be somewhere else that they're not yet. So in other words, like, well, you should know, little so-and-so down the street who goes to public school already knows how to count to this, or they already know how to speak that, or they know how to do this, or and you don't even know how to read yet, buddy, you know, talking about my son. And I want to spend this year stepping out of that again. Now, some of you guys maybe who are new, you're saying, why do you want to step out of this tray? If they're more interested in Minecraft than learning how to read, does that not bother you? The answer is yes. It really freaking bothers me. I don't like it. However, what it also says is that unschooling says that if I get to the point to where my kids will only learn because I force feed the information into them. For instance, if I'm sitting there wanting my kids to learn how to read, and I am sitting down doing nothing but feeding them this information, or let's just say that a kid goes to public school, if they get to the point to where you have to read because you have to make good grades, because you have to get past this grade so that you have to move on to the next grade, so that way you have to not get griped at by your parents, right? Then it creates a situation where learning just sucks. It's not any fun to learn, because learning is just a bunch of issues of, I just want to avoid the uncomfortable consequence, instead of it being, my God, I just want to learn more information about this. I mean, haven't you ever had that happen to where there was just something that you were just genuinely and authentically, amazingly fascinated by, and you couldn't seem to get enough information on it, and you kept reading more on it, and you were just like, oh my gosh, that's so fascinating. And maybe that was a breed of dog that you wanted to get, or maybe a new car that you wanted to have, or maybe a new video game that you wanted to get so you could play with your kiddos. I don't know, but have you ever just had that to where you want to study and you want to gain more information, learn, and maybe you get stuck in a Wikipedia tornado when you keep going on from subject to subject learning about something? That's what we're talking about, is how do we foster that in our kids without the need of trying to cram information in? Because what the premise behind unschooling says is that when kids are allowed to naturally become fascinated and naturally fall in love with topics, they'll do the research themselves. You don't have to do anything. We've gotten to see that work, and I've used this example 1,000 times, but my daughter taught herself how to read. My 8-year-old daughter taught herself how to read when she was about 6.5, 7 years old, because she sat down and started reading. She sat down with us and said, okay, Dad, I'm ready to start learning. I want you to get, you know, would you get me some placemats for the table that have the alphabet on it? And we sat her down, and she taught herself to read by using that alphabet, you know, that alphabet placement while she would eat her cereal in the morning. She started learning by reading the back of cereal boxes and then asking us questions. Dad, what letter does this make? Is this the right word? Am I saying this right, Dad? That's how she taught herself to read in less than a month by doing that right there on her own accord. Now, we also stopped allowing to read her. We were read her something. Dad, what does this say? And we'd read it to her. We finally got to the point where we said, listen, we're not going to read that to you anymore. If you want to learn how to read it, you're going to have to do it yourself. And she resisted that for probably about a week before she finally got started. And I remember that day she was like, fine, Dad, I want to learn how to read. Would you get me this? And she did that out of her own accord. And so that's what we're talking about when we say unschooling. And so the belief behind it is that genuine unschooling says, get the heck out of their education. And just be ready to wait for when they say, I need this. Dad, I want to be a this. And then helping them think out, okay, then what do you need to do to be a this, right? It's about teaching them to fall in love with the natural premise of learning and understanding that everything that they need to learn is at their fingertips. They just need to ask. We just need to seek out that information and then assimilate it and then use it the way we need it. And I really want to spend 2015 more than ever fighting this desire that I have to get in there and control my kids' education. Because my obligation to them is to set it up to where they don't feel like they have to learn because Daddy's going to get on to them if they don't. They need to know that their obligation is to learn when they're fascinated with something, when they're interested in something, and knowing that, what's your question? Let's go find it. What is the thing that you want to know more about? Well, let's go learn more about it. What are those things that you just can't get enough of? And when we can figure those things out, when those kids know what those things are, they will fuel themselves. They don't have to have us cracking a whip. They don't have to have us throwing percentages of what they made on a paper. It doesn't matter. They want to know what the actual answer is. And they're going to be the most efficient that they can to figure out how to get that information. And I want to really stay true to form this year as I'm beginning to feel the mounting pressure, quote unquote, in my mind, saying they should be this or they should know that. I want to spend 2015 saying, no, they will learn. They will desire to learn when their brains are ready for it. We've seen it work with kids older than mine, with Anna Martin at the Libertarian Homeschooler. If you haven't checked out her site, you definitely want to go to Facebook and check out Libertarian Homeschooler's page. They do have a website that they do maintain. I don't think they stay on top of it nearly as well as they do the Facebook page, but you're going to want to go check it out. And she's got some absolutely wonderful stuff. And their kids are older than mine. Both of her sons are older than mine, my kiddos. And she has some very insightful and extremely cool stuff that's happening over there at their household in terms of how unschooling really is working. So you definitely want to go check that out. Well, all right, guys. That is all that we have in this episode of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. So glad to see you guys in the 2015 year. Hope we get to enjoy some more of you guys this year as we continue to flesh out this show and grow this business and help you guys take your parenting to that next level. Don't forget to come join us this Wednesday. We will be chunking out another show. Plus, Jeff and I have been conspiring behind y'all's backs with lots of good show topics that we're ready to cover for you over at the Real Family Guys podcast. So come join us this Friday, where we should be back in the saddle ready to go with a new show, the Real Family Guys podcast. Hope you guys have a great day and a great week. We'll see you all on Wednesday.